time for more Positive Living with Patricia Raskin on TalkZone.com.
Well, hello, everyone. We are back. You are listening to Positive Living, and I indeed am Patricia Raskin. And, you know, I said this before, this program is all about turning your problems into solutions, your challenges into opportunities, getting the support you need, finding the right resources, and making your dreams come true. I've devoted 25 years to this. I was doing this kind of programming way before it was popular in the 80s when people laughed at me, said nobody wants to hear all this good stuff and this positive stuff. The world revolves around negative sensationalism. And here we are in 2008, and people are starving for this information. I mean, if you look at what Oprah Winfrey is doing in terms of making a difference, and so many people now, it's just so important that we take responsibility and that we have understand our positive choices. Today is no exception. We are talking about taking responsibility for our health in terms of wellness and our own health care choices. And you can give us a call at 888-GO-FOR-IT or 888-463-6748. My guest today is Dr. Davis Liu, MD. He's the author of Stay Healthy, Live Longer, Spend Wisely, Making Intelligent Choices in America's Healthcare System. Dr. Davis Liu graduated summa cum laude and Phi Beta Kappa from the Wharton School of Business and from the University of Connecticut School of Medicine. And he is a practicing board certified family physician with Permanente Medical Group in Northern California. And he's here really to talk about what are the choices we can make. And so if you have questions about your health care, your insurance plan, you know, are you spending too much? Are you getting exactly what you need? Do you need more? Give us a call right now, 888-GO-FOR-IT or 888-463-6748. Welcome back, Dr. Liu.
Thanks again.
Okay, and you can log on to his website, which is davisliumd.com, davisliumd.com. Okay, let's talk more about choices that we have. You know, let's talk first of all about medications. It's confusing when we look at generic and brand counter medication. In some cases, we should buy the generic, and in some cases, we should buy the brand name. How do we know?
Well, if you watch enough television or read the magazines, if someone's spending a lot of money to try to convince you that their brand is better than the other, then there's probably a generic one out there. As one of my friends told me, honestly, there's probably not a whole lot of difference between Coca-Cola and Pepsi, and I realize there's some people who say there is, but they spend lots of money trying to convince you one's better than the other. And so oftentimes, there's a generic out there that exists because companies are spending so much money promoting brand name. To give you an idea what the difference is, a branded medication is one that is covered under patent protection. That means the company has about 17 years they can promote it without anyone competing and building the same medication. And then after that time, they become a generic medication. And so the famous example of the purple pill, Prilosec, which a decade ago was the pill of choice for heartburn, and now it's over the counter. It's generic now. It's the same medication. It's just as effective as it was 10 years ago when they had the ads on TV, but it's not as sexy anymore because it's not on TV anymore. So in general, there are lots of generic medications, and you've got to ask your doctor when they try to write you a prescription if there is an effective alternative that's generic, because the pharmaceutical company spends about 85% of their marketing budget on doctors. So although they spend a lot of money on television ads and magazines, they spend most of it on doctors. Now, there is one point I do say that you do want a branded medication, where the newest and the best is probably the most important, and that comes with cancer. If you do have cancer and you want treatment, sometimes the newest and latest might be the best for you. It may not be, but it might be, especially with people who are really down to the last medication therapy. So that's probably the only time I'd say a branded medication is the best, possibly. At least you should think about it. But otherwise, for most things like high blood pressure, cholesterol, allergies, heartburn, these things are all plenty of good alternatives that are generic. And you need to ask your doctor, because they may have plenty of free samples that the rep dropped by last week to give you.
Okay. So again, it's education. Also, don't you think you should go online and read about these things?
Absolutely. Don't trust the ads on TV. I mean, there's great websites online. There's a link on my website at davisluemd.com, and it's actually done by Consumer Reports, and they list exactly what you say. They have a free handout there on different medications for different treatments for allergies, heartburn, cholesterol, high blood pressure. So yeah, you should definitely read that, and then take that form in and go, hey doc, I understand you want to give me this medication. Well, how about this one? And I think doctors are willing to have this conversation. In fact, they all want to have this conversation. They figure as consumers and as patients, we want to have this because healthcare is so expensive. But funny enough as it is, we don't. We as patients don't ask, well, wait, can I try this instead? I understand. Or is there something more effective and less expensive? And doctors don't fess up either. They don't actually say, are you concerned about the cost of medications? In fact, they're often not even aware of it. So you've got to bring it up.
All right. But you just said, you know, ask your doctor. And here's another thing. If your doctor gets angry or resentful or you feel that you're pushing your doctor, they don't like that you know so much, would that be a red flag to find someone else?
My honest answer is, find a new doctor. This is a partnership. When I trained in medical school, which was only maybe about 10, 15 years ago, not that long ago, we became from a paternalistic where I tell you what to do to tell me how we can work together. And that's why I was saying earlier, we were talking about alternative therapies. I welcome alternative therapies when my patients are pursuing that. But I have a caution with them. I say, look, don't bet your life on that. If you want to take red yeast rice for lowering your cholesterol, that's great. But don't stop your cholesterol medication, please, because I know it saves lives. So if you want to add to it, so I think if your doctor's not willing to work with you and you've done a couple tries on different occasions to see if they're willing or receptive, I think it's fine, time to find another doctor. Also realize that when you come in with information, you do want their expert advice. So if it is against what Google says, then maybe you want to take that into serious consideration because not everything on the Internet is true.
Okay. All right, folks, give us a call, 888-GO-FORWARD or 888-463-6748. Here are the things to call in about. If you want to know if you, should you be doing generic or branded medications, if you want to know how to get reliable information, if you really want to ask about screening tools, here are some questions you can call in about. Natural products such as herbal and supplements. Trends in hospitalists, what that really is, and also asking about what we need to do to stay healthy, and is your insurance right for you? Those are questions that Dr. Lou can answer, as well as a health savings account. So give us a call. He will personalize it just for you. Really get your questions answered. We have the expert on today. My guest is Dr. Davis Lou. His book is Stay Healthy, Live Longer, Spend Wisely, Making Intelligent Choices in America's Healthcare System. All right, Dr. Lou, what is this health savings account? Should we be putting money away for alternative treatments or just putting money away in case we get sick and not have insurance? What does this mean?
Health savings accounts were started in 2004 by President Bush. And basically what it is you have to have a high deductible health insurance plan linked to it. And as a result of this, you have the opportunity to save money tax-free to pay for that high deductible for the future. This money that you set aside tax-free in a health savings account can be invested like any other investment you have, and then you can withdraw it tax-free, allow it to grow tax-free for qualified medical expenses. Now, what's interesting about this is, number one, you aren't required by law to use that money for a health at all. In fact, if you decide you want to keep on that money until 65 and then withdraw it, you can for retirement. So some people have been using it as another way of funding their retirement. But really, the initial goal was to help people cover their high deductible. There's a feeling among people in this country that those who have more skin in the game, i.e. they're more money of their own money in the game, they will stay healthier. It hasn't been that wide acceptance yet. Maybe about 10% of the population has this, but you will see this more and more, I believe, as healthcare becomes increasingly expensive for employers to pay for. And so you may get this option in the future.
Well, and you know, what I'm hearing in this whole program is that it's going to force people to be more educated. I mean, because the system's getting more and more expensive, if you're not educated, you know, it's kind of like anything else. You know, buying a house, if you're not a wise consumer, you're going to lose. So what you're really saying is we've got to be wise consumers in our healthcare.
I absolutely am. And the reason I'm very worried is, as we know with the recent information with the real estate market, is I have a feeling that consumers are being forced to have these important decision points in their lives, and they're not either getting the information or just too busy to really get care, actually. I'm not sure which one. And when it comes to your health, you can't recover. I mean, it's one thing if you can't save enough for retirement. You can always work a little bit longer. It's okay if you maybe might have some setbacks with your housing market. You can always, again, make more money if you're healthy. But if you're not healthy, where's your fallback? There is no fallback. You can't buy another body. I'm very worried as a doctor when I see this, because I'm worried people skip the necessary care. And so this is very important for me to get people to understand your health. You get one shot at it. And so make sure you're making the right choices today, investing in your health today. So it'll be around many, many years to come to have a productive and fruitful life.
All right. Rich, you're on the air. You have a caller about a health savings account for Dr. Lou. Yes, we're happy to have you on.
Hi, Patricia.
Hi.
I was just wondering if maybe you guys could talk about health savings accounts a little bit. I'm considering getting one, but it seems like maybe in the first year before I build up much money in the account, there's kind of a risky thing to do in that first year, isn't it?
What do you think, Dr. Lou?
Well, I think it's a couple of things. Number one, it's a good tool if you can't afford a traditional comprehensive coverage. You're right, the dollars have to be set for a rainy day, so you do have to cover that high deductible early on. But, you know, that's going to be true of any health insurance plan. You've got to kind of put stuff up front. The real key is, do you know what tests to get done, and can you get the money aside right away? It's kind of like you take it off your payroll right off the bat. I think it's a good tool if you know what tests you need to get done. It does have a high deductible, but guess what? At least you have health insurance, which is oftentimes why people go for these products.
Mm-hmm.
So I think if you can't afford something that's traditional product because it's so expensive, I would go for a health savings account. The real question is, do you know what to spend it on? And that's where it's not clear. On my website, actually, I've got a two-pager, a free download. It tells you what tests you should get done at 40, 50, and 60, so you know confidently that these are the tests I should ask my doctor, and everything else is probably not necessary. So it's very important. It is a challenge in this country.
All right. And Rich, if you want to discuss this further, you can stay on the line. We're going to break now. And if it's answered your question, great. And we can talk more about this after the break. My guest today is Dr. Davis Liu, and he is the author of the new book, Stay Healthy, Live Longer, Spend Wisely, Making Intelligent Choices in America's Healthcare System. And boy, we need to do that. After the break, you can give us a call again at Go For It. 888-GO-FOR-IT or 888-463-6748. You're listening to Positive Living on our debut show right here on this wonderful network, TalkZone.com. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.